Options.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a story at first I didn't believe. It broke in the New York Times over the weekend. It's a searing story. And I thought that Donald Trump, I thought I'd seen him go to the depths and the dregs. But this is amazing. Here's the deal. You know, one of the things about him that's hard to puzzle through, you know, why he still is popular in a lot of areas, I think it's because he has kind of a salesman's personality, kind of an affable, you know, sort of aw shucks, bad boy personality, but basically a personality that's seductive and some people like it. Now, let me tell you what he did. The day before January 6th, in other words, January 5th, his senior aide went to the Secret Service and the FBI, his chief of staff did, and said that he feared and Pence feared for Pence's safety because they were afraid that Trump would turn on him and was turning on him. Now, this is January 5th, folks. This is not January 6th. This is January 5th. This is January 5th. Now, for the Vice President of the United States, the second theoretically most powerful person in the country, because if something happened to the president, he was the president, just like Harry Truman took over from Franklin Roosevelt in April 1945 when Roosevelt died. Well, for the Vice President to go to federal law enforcement and say, through his chief of staff, his chief of staff did not do that on his own. He wasn't freelancing. Through his chief of staff saying, frankly, I'm concerned about my safety because of the president, not because of ISIS and jihadists, not because of Putin, not because of drug cartels in Mexico, not because of transnational gangs in El Salvador, because of the president who picked me for his ticket. And what he was alluding to was that Trump had called him in and said, when you get up there in your ceremonial reception of the certification of the vote, which is purely showmanship, all 50 governors and secretaries of state certified the electors. They certified them. There are more Republican governors than there are Democratic governors. There are more Republican secretaries of state than there are Democratic secretaries of state, and yet they all certified it. And Trump told Pence, he didn't ask him. He said, when it comes up, you'll say, I do not accept it, and I think that this should be investigated for fraud by the Attorney General, and then I'm going to stay in office, and they'll go to court, and I'll appeal it, and I'll get at least another year in the presidency, and then maybe the Supreme Court and the Republicans will go, well, he's already another year in it, so why don't we give him the end of the term? That was the deal, the Green Bay sweep. This was part of it, centerpiece of it. Pence initially, believe it or not, was thinking of going along with that, And then he called several people, including a prior vice president under George H.W. Bush, who said, are you crazy? Don't go near that. So then he told Trump, I'm not going to do it. And then whatever Trump said and was doing, Pence picked up on it, and he had his chief of staff go to the Secret Service and the FBI and say, I'm afraid for my life. You know something? That was a good premonition. The next day, a gallows suddenly appeared. Now, how does a gallows, first of all, how does a gallows appear on the Capitol grounds? You think a couple of carpenters spent 10 minutes doing it? No, they didn't do that. Secondly, if I took a U-Haul and hauled a gallows to the Capitol, what do you think would happen? You think the cops would say, they arrest me? They should. Arrest me? They should. Well, the gallows was there, this mob. Trump talked to them. Trump, by the way, got them to come there in the first place, because Trump sent a save the date card, basically. He said, come on January 6th, something big is going to happen. And January 6th, what else is going on January 6th? It was just a ceremonial reception by the vice president of the certifications. That's all. This is ceremonial. They'd already been sent into the Senate. Not only that, this crowd goes through and they start to yell, hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Remember? Hang Mike Pence. That's the same as kill Mike Pence. They went through yelling, kill Mike Pence. Same as murder Mike Pence. Murder Mike Pence is the same as strangle Mike Pence. Strangle Mike Pence. And all the reports, and this is why it's going to be fascinating to watch the hearing, the January 6th commission, starting this week. It's going to be fascinating to see the reports on how Trump acted in the White House. We know how he did. We're going to hear it live. He chuckled. He laughed. And he fist pumped. And he said, yeah, you know, that's it. And then Kevin McCarthy and the others said, you got to call it off. Well, why, Kevin? They apparently care more about their country than you do. Trump is not affable. He is not affable. He was overjoyed at the prospect of the murder of his vice president. That is the first time in history that that has occurred. Thomas Jefferson, when he was president, didn't like his vice president, Aaron Burr. I didn't like Aaron Burr either, but Thomas Jefferson didn't go, let's kill Aaron Burr. You see what I'm saying? Didn't say that. I'll tell you what, Abraham Lincoln didn't like Andrew Johnson, his vice president, but he didn't go, let's kill Andrew Johnson. For a president of the United States to have so alarmed his vice president that they had to go to his security detail and say to them, I'm concerned about my safety. And for a president of the United States, and this is the day before the insurrection, for a president of the United States to sit in his office watching television during the insurrection, watching police officers get punched and kicked, a woman shot and killed, a woman trampled to death, a police officer, a Capitol police officer, almost kicked to death until he pleaded that he had four children. Police officers dragged down the stairs with their heads bumping. One had an eye gouged out. Another had his finger ripped off. You know, and for the president of the United States to sit there chuckling and going, go, man, go, like he's watching a football game. This is a sick puppy. He's a very sick puppy. Now, he never deserved to be president. He got in with for a lot of reasons, sort of Russian interference, but also Comey getting up on his hind legs and saying he was investigating Hillary Clinton about 2 weeks before the election, and not saying he's also investigating Trump for the Russia collusion. That tipped it. I think Comey should have gone to prison for that. That was obstructing an election, and that was an absolute betrayal of his oath of office and an absolute betrayal of his duty to the country. Comey is no good. Comey is no good. But in this particular case, that divulgence, and the other thing that kills me about this thing, Pence, of course, is sniffing around, lying in the weeds, may run for president. I have a theory, I'll share it with you right now. He's not going to make it, but why is he not going to make it? It's not that he's not going to make it because Trump is opposed to him. He's not going to make it because he has no guts. He should have gotten up right away after that and said, Trump, in effect, orchestrated my near assassination, and that guy has no business ever coming back to the White House, and I will do it. I'm a conservative, but I'm also not going to betray our country to Putin. I'll stand up for a democracy. If he represented himself with the values of Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney and attacked Trump for encouraging his assassination and showed courage, I think he'd be a lot higher in the polls. I really do. But because he was mealy-mouthed about it, he went sniffing around, mealy-mouthed, saying that he likes Trump, he supports Trump and all that. Are you going to support a guy who looks at a gallows on the Capitol grounds and goes, yeah, go get him, my own vice president? This is a sick puppy, very, very sick puppy. Said it before, I'll say it now. During the French Revolution, and the Place de Concorde. If you've never been to the Place de Concorde, it's very, very historical, great place, some great cafes in Paris, France. You go there, Marie Antoinette was beheaded there. Instead of a gallows, they had a guillotine, and they hauled it in and they hauled her on a rope and threw in the guillotine and cut her head off. That's pretty nasty. It's very cold, very cold. That's not a lot different from what Trump was laughing at right here with his own vice president. So look, there were people, I think Paul Ryan was one of them, who said that the senators would have absolutely impeached and convicted Trump. In other words, he was impeached in the House after January 6th, but would have convicted him because they were afraid, they were chicken. If this had been a secret vote, there would have been 90 votes to throw him out of office. They're afraid of him. He's a werewolf. He's a Rasputin. Rasputin was the sort of the Svengali-like character that hung around the Tsar and the Tsarina in Russia towards the end of the Tsardom, and was feared by everybody, but managed to worm his way in. And that's what Trump is. He's a Rasputin. He is a malignant force. Only a malignant force would have chuckled, absolutely chuckled, over what was about to happen, he thought, to his vice president. Tell you what, the Republican Party is on a sick course. I just told you about Trump. Not going to believe this. In Florida, on the Miami-Dade Republican Executive Committee, there are at least six members of the Proud Boys, including some of them who are facing criminal charges over the January 6th insurrection. They roughed up or tussled with a woman in a cocktail dress whether she could have entrance to a $250 dinner with Trump. They, quote, escorted, end quote, her out. Imagine you're a woman, you show up, you have a nice dress, and there's six Proud Boys on the Republican committee administering the event, and they, quote, escort you out. Come on. Come on. You don't expect that if you're a woman showing up, wanting to go to a nice, nice event. She sued them for a restraining order. A restraining order. What kind of Republican Party is this that has six Proud Boys who tussle with a woman in a cocktail dress? So she has to get a restraining order against them. And they are on the Miami-Dade Republican Executive Committee, and several of them are facing insurrection charges. This is a sick, cancerous party. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.